would have been happy. He's like, I don't need to hug this bus because at home there are people I can hug. Yeah. Who will hug me back also?
Who will hug you back? Can this bus hug you back?
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, what's up? Welcome back.
Hey, Hussein, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode. And I think we must let our listeners know that you're actually not even in India right now. This is an international recording.
It's filed under our international series.
It's filed under international classified edition.
Yeah, and I am in Dhaka, Bangladesh, our friendly neighbors.
Our friendly neighbors. And you know, we didn't even realize that Dhaka is actually 30 minutes ahead of India.
Ahead.
He found out the hard way today.
Yes. So for listeners, I think you can find out in a not so hard way. Bangladesh is 30 minutes ahead of India.
Yes.
Okay. And Keshav, not a big disclaimer, but a small disclaimer for listeners is that there may be some banging noise coming from my side. I'm in a hotel room. And it is slightly noisy. Yeah. So
I'm sure our listeners will be okay with that, given that we're bringing this episode in spite of our time differences
and
being so far away.
Yes. So Keshav, with that, let's jump in. Okay.
Let's jump in on that sentimental note.
Yeah. It's a very sweet story. Now the headline reads that Tamil Nadu state transport driver kisses steering wheel and hugs bus in viral video. So the video capturing the retirement day of Muthu Pandi, a 60-year-old driver of Tamil Nadu state transport, is going viral on social media. Emotions run high as Muthu Pandi expresses his deep affection for his long-time companion, the bus. He is seen kissing the steering wheel and embracing the vehicle in a heartfelt moment. The touching scene, and they mean touching means it touches your heart, not Muthu Pandi touching the
not
bus.
Not that shallow level of touch.
Yeah. Right. So and, the touch. Yeah.
And I think listeners should also take a look at the video. We'll share a link in the show notes. It's a very, very beautiful, sweet little
sweet
thing.
Video. Yeah. I'm sure this episode will not continue to remain so empathetic from our sides. We will quickly change gears. But before that happens,
very quickly.
Yeah. Before that happens, I think listeners should definitely watch it.
Yeah.
Because he starts crying at the end
he
of
is
it.
Crying. He is
when
crying.
He's hugging the bus, he's crying. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I think this is where I should mention. I'm also from Tamil Nadu.
Mm-hmm.
But so this is just thing about people from Tamil Nadu, right? Is that there is a strong sentimentality to things and events and people and just a mindset.
Okay, okay.
You know, not attachment to objects.
Okay.
Like, to give you like an example, let's say you had a team of people working with you. It's like you can use words and how you behave with them and your actions can determine how much they give you than based on the pay, you know.
Okay, okay.
It's almost like saying that loyalty and very vulnerable and that kind of approach to things.
That's nice, man. That's really nice. And I
shouldn't generalize, but this is the broad strokes thing. And I see that also in West Bengal and some other states.
Okay.
So maybe all of India has it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That I think generally Indians are very sentimental.
True.
Especially when it comes to also, you know, assets. We have there's a festival where you worship assets, no?
Oh, yeah. So that's called In Tamil, it's called Ayudha Puja. Like, forget what the Hindi or the English name is. Huh. Basically, it is the day you worship your tool.
Tools, exactly, yeah.
So, Saraswati Puja, I think, rest of India.
Guru, is it, I can't Guru remember Purnima, the name.
No, Guru
I, yeah, I can't
I don't
remember.
Know the name, but yeah. But I know that, so the day you, for example, you worship your laptop or your books or your...
Your car.
Your spanner.
You put a car in, yeah. So many people have seen, you know, in the local trains, like yeah. the regular travelers.
They'll they do puja fully, for the train.
For the, their compartment.
Their so compartment you, only.
Yeah.
Baki gaya. Baki ka train kaise pahunchega? If you bless just one part.
And if you bless, you should be blessing the engine, right?
Engine, that... na. Ek bogi ko beech mein.
But hopefully the assumption is that the driver is blessing the engine.
Yes.
The, and you bless your compartment.
Yeah.
Okay. The article concludes by saying the touching scene continues as Muthu Pandi pays his respects by humbly touching the footboard of the bus, symbolizing the end of an era and a cherished bond between a dedicated driver and his faithful machine.
Yeah. Hmm?
If you watch the video to the end, he gets off and he goes to the front of the bus. He kind of kisses it and he's trying to hug the full bus. Yeah. But obviously, you know, his arms don't reach around thing. But he's trying really hard.
Really
and,
hard.
And he's like crying as well when that's happening.
Because now he has to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be tough not having his faithful bus around.
Bus, yeah. Yeah, yeah, and my you know wish was that I hope he loves his family this much as well.
I it's gonna be tough. I doubt it. Sorry, simply because if he's so attached to his bus. This is almost like he's dreading retirement.
Yeah,
I think it's a common male trait from that generation. They don't know what to do.
What to
at
do
home.
With their life? Yeah.
Like it's almost like the only value they can derive from themselves is.
Through the bus.
Making money. It's almost like as a human, if you stop making money, you're worthless.
Yeah.
And they can't handle that.
Yeah.
Or in this case, doing work.
Yeah, so, you know, when I was watching him, like, hugging the bus so dearly and crying, I was wishing that I hope he has that much love and affection, or he shows that much love and affection to his wife, his kids, and all
for
of
his
that.
Family. Let's hope he has that. Although I feel like all of it is being channeled here.
Because you know,
it looks
if
like
I was,
it. You know, if he had that love for the wife and kids, this video wouldn't have happened
beautifully.
He would have got off the bus, kicked the footboard and said bye.
Yeah.
He may not have kicked the footboard, but okay, he would have been like, okay.
He would have been happy. He's like, I don't need to hug this bus because at home there are people I can hug.
Yeah.
Who will hug me back also?
Who will hug you back? Can this bus hug you back? Answer me this, Mr. Muthu Pandi. Hug things that can hug you back.
So I'm just imagining, like, if I'm his wife, okay, or his child or whatever, and I watch this video,
I would be so hurt.
Hurt if Mr. Muthu Pandi is not hugging me the same way.
Yeah.
If he is, then great. I would be very
and
happy.
As novice psychologists, I think we can safely assume. Nobody at home is getting hugs.
That way, with that much love.
Baggage,
and...
yes. So, do you think the family now has to figure a workaround for this, for them to get love, if they have to, from this man? What can they
dress
do?
Up as a bus every day.
It's like those fancy dress little kids in school, one box.
Yeah.
In the front, one box in the back.
You know, it reminds me of it reminds me of the Transformers.
Yeah.
Where you're walking normally and then you can just fold your arms and legs and turn into a small bus.
There it was a car that became a the Transformer.
Yeah.
Here it is. I don't know. Here it is a lady that becomes a bus.
A bus, yeah. So, you know what I'm visualizing? Like, there's a slow motion scene where Mr. Muthupandi and his wife are running towards each other, okay? To hug.
To embrace, in movies,
yeah. And then as Mrs. Muthupandi is running, like, she's slowly transforming into the bus.
And she just drifts as she reaches him. And he hops on. And suddenly with this description's not going well. Like, he's driving the bus now. It's not the kind of content I thought we were producing, but...
But it's like a
dream sequence song. I think we wrote a dream sequence song from the 90s all our movies, you know. All we need now is like some double meaning lyrics.
Lyrics, yeah.
You are such a hot bus, I want to climb. I want to go on you. I don't know. Travel on you. Drive you.
So what I think, you know, a good problem to solve, Keshav, that's coming to my mind, is identifying professions where this would not be appropriate.
Oh, that's fun.
So what can professions be where, you know, if people are so sentimental, they want to worship or kind of hug their...
Yeah, because I don't think all professions may people can do this, no? Like if you're working at a electric power station,
yeah,
you can't go and give the grid a hug or something. So there it chipak jayega.
Nuclear reactor. Say nuclear reactor.
Or nuclear reactor. Certain things you cannot be hugging.
Hugging. I think it's going to become difficult.
To do this kind of thing, you will have to hug your laptop. Or, oh, I thought of something. You know the kind of people, the ones who do pat downs at malls and airports.
Oh!
If you've done that work for 40 years or something, you're at the airport, it's your last day. You can't be like, let me touch these man boobs.
One lucky passenger is going to get too much love.
He's just hugging it, kissing it. So not all professions, you know.
Yeah, not all professions can do this, no?
Can do this.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So what do you think, man?
How light and chill this story is, you know, because we don't have to worry about stepping on any landmines, you know. It's just, there's no... Because what is there to solve for us, right? Can we solve anything here?
Let's see. Do you think Mr. Muthupandi will ever love something this much again?
Yeah, that's a good question because it leads me to another thought. I think we kind of brushed upon it earlier. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, how I think Indian males, and I don't know if this is true in the West also, but... At least I've noticed it with our older generations. Yet when they retire, they don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah.
They just fidget.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost like they have all this time, but no desire for anything. And I think invariably it becomes the problem of the woman, the wife.
Yeah, like the grumpy becomes grumpy and they become always grumpy, complaining.
They become always complaining. And I think one of the key reasons perhaps is they don't feel useful. Like they don't feel like they're contributing.
Yeah.
And their self-worth goes away.
Yeah.
When in reality it need not be, right? And I know this is a bit very, it's quite psychological.
Mm-hmm.
But is that something we could attempt to address? How older men, or how to handle, because I don't think any of that demographic is listening to us.
Listening, yeah.
So, but there are many people among our listeners who have access to, who have those people in your families. It could be your fathers, it could be your uncles, your grandfathers, whoever. Or it could be you approaching that.
So I think, you know, the trick is menial work is, I've observed that to be quite a useful tool. Menial work. Yeah, that takes time, doesn't necessarily increase the value, means it's not valuable, you know, the work is not super valuable. It's not going to like increase the wealth of the family or anything.
Yeah.
But it's just menial work that that continues to happen around
the house.
That
requires to be done and you can derive joy from it.
Joy. Like say, you know, peeling garlic is a great
example. I was just going to go there. I was going to go with Biswa's example of peeling an anar. He does that joke about the dadi who...
Yeah.
It's always like a... You'll never see a young person peeling a...
Peeling anar.
That was his joke. But yeah, exactly. Like garlic is another great example because it's... It's laborious and it's repetitive, like you said. Yeah.
And garlic peeling is grapes. So useful.
Yeah, all the old people in my family used to peel grapes.
Grapes? Peeling grapes? Grapes need to be peeled.
I'm just making shit up.
I'm like, I need these old people in my life, man.
Peeled grapes are so much fun, no? Like, that's true love. If somebody peels grapes and gives you...
Yeah.
Keep them.
Yeah, man.
Throw the grapes. I digress.
Yeah, so I think my wish is that, you know, Mr. Muthu Pandi, he finds something good to do with his time.
Yeah.
His family kind of welcomes him back. And they are getting the same affection.
Family always welcomes you way too much. I think that's why people run away.
Yeah.
I think all the people I know in my extended family, all the seniors who are retiring are all struggling. They're just doing things.
Means like what we guessed Mr. Muthu Pandi would also suffer from. Same thing.
He's probably going to start driving some random things. At 65.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be able to sit still, right? Mm-hmm. He'll be like, I'll drive a school bus. Just here, locally only. School buses are like those little omnis, no?
Yeah. With like infinite number of children shoved inside. <Yes.
laughs> Like a magician's hat.
So I have a great idea, Keshav. To keep Mr. Muthu Pandi happy and satisfied, I feel we could just give him, you know, like a bus simulator game. If we gift
that's such a nice game.
Yeah.
A bus simulator.
So full day he's just enjoying that.
And full complete, you know, with like window se dekh ke bahar, you can gali de sakte.
Gali. Thuk sakte hu tumhara whatever gutka utka.
And every like, every 5 years worth of driving or 1,000 kilometers, however, there will be one random person you run over. I don't know. Bus drivers, I don't know about this man.
Okay.
But bus drivers,
it happens.
It happens. Yeah.
It's just statistics. Yeah,
it's
man. Statistics. Yeah. Hmm.
And it's sad that they don't get therapy for it.
Hmm. Yeah, man. It's such a hard job.
Yeah. Can you imagine like carrying that with you?
Hmm.
Of course, you'll fall in love with the bus.
So you know, I don't know how true this is, okay? But I had a friend in college who used to come from Palghar every day. And this is Palghar to Churchgate, okay? So it's like a 2.5 hour train ride one way.
Wow.
This was back in 2011, 12, whenever. And he was telling me that the state transport drivers, they have like a limit that in your career, if you kill up to 3 people, I don't remember what that number was.
Maaf hai.
But maaf hai. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Mm. You can't carry that on your conscience. Mm. It'll be very difficult.
Mm.
Especially given how hard their lives are.
Yeah. And
their
often
lives are very tough.
Often it is not the bus driver's mistake, right? It's an accident.
Yeah, I mean it can it. So that's where I think if you're a drunk driver, then you'll hit that target in not target. That's not a target.
You will. You'll, KPI, you will complete it. In.
You will catch it in the first year.
So I don't know if this is, again, you know, full disclaimer that I don't know if this is true, but I've heard a person say this.
Yeah. I've heard stories about how in Calcutta, what they used to do is, there was a time when apparently bus drivers were so rash that deaths were just being reported every other week in the news.
Oh man. Mm.
And what would happen is that bus driver would get pulled off and be given like a 6-week paid leave to recover or whatever. Then people started copying that because they wanted the leave.
Oh shit!
Can you? I don't know if this is just folklore or this is a genuine story.
Mm.
But can you imagine for 6 weeks of paid leave?
Oh,
you're looking. You're deciding who deserves to die.
You're driving some other route only just because you want to hit
you
that
KPI. You know the market is busy. If you were getting, how much leave would you need to pop someone off, man?
Shit, man. It's.
But that also goes to say how tough your job must be.
Mm.
How trapped you must feel, right?
Mm.
For you to do, you know. Anyway, I think it went into a very hard place. Let's quickly turn.
No, but you know, these are probably the reasons why there's a video of Muthu Pandi hugging a bus, because
for all you know, he's grateful that, you know, he's never killed someone. For all you know, that's what that is, that, you know, bus
maybe
has never made contact with a human, or
bus has never made contact with a human, so I will be the bus's first human contact and I am hugging
it. Oh, ye to ye accident nahi, ye to pyar wala accident ho gaya, rabba rabba. You know there's a song Amitabh Bachchan or something. I don't know which movie. I think Coolie.
Yeah, but anyway, man, I think our best wishes to Muthu Pandi.
Our best wishes to Mr. Muthu Pandi. And more importantly, the family.
The family. And if you're close to Mr. Muthu Pandi and you want his love and affection, best way to do it is to dress up like a bus.
Dress up like a bus and back into him. Excuse me, this car is backing up. Excuse me, this car is backing up. It used to be a family-friendly podcast.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this show.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed this show. And we hope Hussein comes back safely at the earliest. And
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Far From Fact. You can follow us on Spotify.
Yes. You can also send us money. You can also send us money on PayPal if you're abroad, UPI directly if you're in India.
Yes.
Yeah. And last but not the least, you can DM us, and you can also leave us reviews on iTunes.
Yeah. Have a good week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.